his name is going to be with Scotty Brimmer. Because Scotty helped bring the first premiership to Invergrill 10 years ago, gee, how time flies. But his name is Simon Clark. Simon, part of the experience of the Invergrill Highlanders, so looking forward to what will be another big season for the boys in green and gold.
Yeah, you know, we had a pretty solid season last year and we were able to make the top tier, but it was pretty tough throughout the second half of the season. But we've retained most of our players and we've got the addition of another half a dozen quality players. So if we can build on that, I think it'll be a good year for us to really stick it to those higher sides, yeah. So.
And the great thing is all that hard work that you've been doing in the juniors for the last 10 years is bearing fruit as well, not only coming in through to the seniors, but also with your junior grades as well, the 18s and 16s.
Yeah, very much so in the 18s, and that we've been trying very hard to keep local young players, to keep them in, to bring them up through the senior ranks. And to be honest, you know, we have had a few that have finished and they've just turned 19 this year, so they'll move up into the senior grades. And we're really trying to emphasise on keeping our juniors coming through because it's getting more and more competitive every year, and it's getting tougher and tougher. So the more young players we can retain and keep in our town is going to be good for all of us. So.
Yeah. And of course last year, as you talked about, we had the tier competition. Now it's only going to be everybody once and you've got to fight for that top five spot and then you've got another round. Do you think that's just going to be a little bit better and keep players in the game considering how brutal it was, especially in the top tier, to get to that semi-finals and get a hold of the Heath Shield or the Trelaw Cup?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's similar to semi-finals football every game you play. You know, you've really got to put your body on the line and be prepared to play to make that top tier, and we're aiming for that again this year. It's going to be possibly even tougher, but you know, we're up for the challenge, and if it happens that we make the top tier, then we'll be right there. If not, then we'll just play it as normal and take it to wherever we've got to. So.
Yeah, we're making some improvements over there, of course, at Inverell, which is fantastic to see. And, of course, you'll be hosting the Border Cup with the Sandhurst Section of Kookaburras as they take on the Darling Downside. And you can go through the Highlanders website there at inverellhighlanders.org.au. But it must be exciting times for the club moving forward. What would you like to see? I'm commenting that, but what would you like to see for the club? More players come up from the Waratahs, more big-time games, or just have more encouragement for your juniors through better coaching and better refereeing?
Yeah, I think all those points are good for a country club, and you know, we've been really working hard to develop our field and get the opportunity to play or host these bigger games, and we've been lucky enough to get this one. I think it's on the 21st of March, so the town's actually looking forward to that, and it's a good chance for everyone else to see our progress in the club. And yeah, hopefully in the future that we can progress and hold bigger games and as you say, get some Waratahs and some of those high-level players up to keep our young'uns, you know, really keen and to see their stars in the flesh. So.
Yeah. Finally, what do you do for a crust in the great metropolis that is Inverell? And what about, I suppose, the reason why we should come up there for a holiday or a bit of a pokery and the great Highlanded area there of northern New South Wales?
Yeah, well, I'm a plumber up there, and Inverell's got a, you know, it's a great town. There's Cope and Dam out there that seems to draw a bit of tourism, but I know it's a great little town and everyone works together, and it's a developing town and we need to keep that going to be able to keep it a strong, viable town and in turn keep our rugby side a strong, viable club.
Thanks for your time, Simon, because that was Simon Clark. He's the co-coach this year of the Inverell Highlanders. You can go to their website at www.inverellhighlanders.org.au.